On May 28, 2025, the Confucius Institute Ljubljana successfully held a ceremony celebrating its 15th anniversary. Over 100 distinguished guests from the business, education, and cultural sectors of both China and Slovenia gathered to celebrate this important milestone in the history of the Confucius Institute Ljubljana. Among the honored guests delivering speeches at the celebration were Professor Qi Ming, Chairman of the University Council of Suibi, Mr. Zhao Binghui, Chargé d'Affaires of the Embassy of China, Dr. Tomáš Turk, Dean of the School of Economics and Business, Dr. Dušan Mramor, former Dean of the School of Economics and Business, Dr. Zhang Shuihui, Deputy Director of the International Affairs Office, and Dr. Ding Zhonghui, Lecturer at the School of Economics and Business. In the opening remarks, Daniela Volch, CI Director, noted that CI now has over 600 registered students. Over the past 15 years, CI has trained thousands of students, serving as a vital bridge for enhancing exchanges and cooperation between China and Slovenia. Professor Qi Ming emphasized the wide-ranging cooperation between the two universities over the past 15 years, including faculty exchanges, student mobility programs, and joint research initiatives. He highlighted the significant role CI has played in fostering mutual understanding between the Chinese and Slovenian people. Mr. Zhao Binghui highly commended CI's contributions to deepening bilateral exchanges across multiple fields and expressed appreciation for the achievements it has made over the past 15 years. Dr. Tomáš Turk, Dr. Dušan Mramor, Dr. Zhang Shuihui, and Dr. Ding Zhonghui shared heartfelt stories from the early days of CY's establishment. They expressed sincere congratulations and conveyed their hopes for continued success and growth in the years ahead. The celebration also featured a special performance by the Jasmine Ensemble of the Central Conservatory of Music, led by Professor Liu Yuening. The ensemble presented a series of Chinese and international classics, culminating in the uplifting piece, Good News, which brought the ceremony to a rousing climax. The performance symbolized best wishes for the Confucius Institute Ljubljana to achieve even greater success in the next 15 years, continuing to promote China-Slovenia relations. In the light of this significant anniversary, Internationalis had the honor to speak with Director of the Confucius Institute Ljubljana, Ms. Daniela Voljuč, and we asked this incredible woman about the most significant achievements of the Institute during its existence in Slovenia that she is most proud of.
15 years ago, we began this journey with a vision to build a cultural bridge between Slovenia and China. Since then, the Confucius Institute has grown into a vibrant hub of learning, cooperation, and mutual respect. We have shared language, art, ideas, and most importantly, friendship. I am very proud that the Confucius Institute found its home at the Faculty of Economics, University of Ljubljana, where it began to grow and thrive, reaching children in kindergartens, students, professionals, and lifelong students alike. Each year, we organize an executive trip to China for rectors, deans, principals, and professors, giving them an opportunity to better understand China and its dynamic development. We bring Chinese culture closer to Slovenian people, especially through the celebration of traditional holidays such as the Spring Festival and the Dragon Boat Festival, celebrated, for example, along the Ljubljanica River.
How popular is Chinese language and the courses the Institute organizes in Slovenia?
We have established 5 Confucius classrooms in Kranj, Koper, Maribor, Ljubljana, and Celje. In addition to regular seminars organized by the Confucius Institute, we now have more than 600 students learning Chinese. This shows a strong Slovenian interest in mastering this challenging language. I would especially like to highlight how, over these 15 years, we've seen young children, from kindergarten up to the age of 10, learn Chinese with incredible ease and enthusiasm.
How would you describe your professional and personal connection with China and the Chinese people, and which are the cities and provinces you visited in China that made a strong impression on you and why?
China cannot leave anyone indifferent, It offers a colorful mix of historical and natural wonders, like the Great Wall, the Forbidden City, the Terracotta Warriors, and breathtaking natural scenery. At the same time, it is home to modern, dynamic metropolises filled with cutting-edge architecture and technology. I consider myself fortunate to have visited many unforgettable places in China. It's hard to say which province impressed me the most, but Yunnan stands out for its breathtaking views, endless rice fields, the Tibetan Shangri-La, ancient traditional villages, and Tibetan pagodas. It's a province known for its rich cultural diversity, home to many ethnic groups and an impressive culinary tradition. But what I admire most about China is its people, their pride, family values, respect for education and elders, and their hardworking nature. They have shown great adaptability to change, embracing modern technologies like smartphones, WeChat, and other digital tools, which have become integral to daily life. Regarding my favorite city, it is Qingdao, located on the Yellow Sea. This is one of the cities that left a lasting impression on me. It is an urban, coastal city that beautifully blends Chinese and German architecture. With its lovely beaches and the nearby Laoshan Mountain, Qingdao offers both natural beauty and a high quality of life. For me, it is one of the most livable cities I have visited in China,